power play seemed to turn the tide in that game. I don't know if you see it that way. But
it was real fast and two different looks, but everybody in a spot they're comfortable with, and then a huge goal.
It was kind of just not thrown together this morning, but they practiced a bit this morning, then it works. It seems that...
So if we go back to that original idea of putting everybody in the spots that they're good at, so both Mark Scheifele and Kyle Connor have been running there, and so has Roslovic and Perreault together in the slot net front. So that's not a change. The only difference would be Andrew Kopp and Nick Ehlers in that, but when you're setting up with Wheeler and Laine up top, that's where the killers are looking, right? They're looking for those shots. It wasn't a huge adjustment in terms of what these guys have been running. We didn't put a bunch of guys in new positions. We tried to find a way to get all of them back to their best position, kind of respecting the fact that Scheifele and Connor have been good on the half walls. But it was fast. They moved it right. It was good.
Right from the first few seconds of the first clean face-off draw on that power play, it looked like they were just whipping it around as fast as they could. What did you say or do to get that type of speed out of that group?
That's how they were this morning, right? So, again, everybody back in their comfortable spots. Some of it is when you kind of survey the landscape as a power play guy, you look out and say, yeah, this can work, and you're a little more enthused. So Mark's unit started this morning, they scored two, thought they were doing pretty well, enjoyed that. Blake's unit went in, scored two, then there was a competition, and now they were having fun with it. So it got faster and faster. Just a little confidence, right? Even in practice, you can gain some confidence. They left the ice this morning thinking, hey, this could be good.
And going to the other special team, the PK kept a clean sheet and looked good while doing it, I would say. Yeah. Can we say that that's a sign of things to come, or are things too still?
Well, our penalty kill just statistically improved the minute Brian Little came back, and then we lost Adam, and then he comes back. So on that time, we're trying to make some adjustments that I think are starting to come in a little more aggressive. We're just more aggressive, right? And then Brian goes out, but we have the Kyle Connor, Blake Wheeler group there that looks good too. So the work in progress, we're just going to have to keep working at it, but we're far more aggressive than we were 2 weeks ago.
And then just the first, or the only goal against, looked a lot like the goal against the other night, and I'm just wondering what you've seen perhaps from Kulikov in those reads in front of the net.
So we miss an assignment in the offensive zone when Dmitry goes down the wall. We got two forwards abdicate their responsibilities, and then it caused us a whole lot of problems coming back into the zone. So he was left with two in the front, one in the front, one that rolled behind the net and confused about which one he should get. Clearly, we would prefer that you get the guy closest to the net, but he was, while he can do a better job there, he was put in a more difficult situation than he needed to be in.
You've had some, in your words, of the, staying in the fight and grinding the last few out for some points. But this one, this was sort of the Winnipeg Jets had the legs going. What do you attribute that to on some night, a night where they really kind of came alive tonight?
So I think it's been there. It started to come from the LA game. So we go in and we have the outdoor game. We like the way that we play, and there's lots of jump. I liked our Anaheim game. We had a couple periods in San Jose. We don't. We like clearly our Vegas game on back-to-back nights, had that jump, and then we come home. This was by far the longest, and I've been doing this on around 20-some years, never been on the West Coast for what worked out to be about 10 days. And I could feel it in practice the day before. I'm almost, where's my friend? I don't want to gush up here, but that game against New Jersey is a 4-1 loss all the time. I wasn't expecting us to be particularly fast in that game. We got a point. I was happy with it. But tonight, you could see it in practice yesterday. You could certainly see it. Everybody's back on time now, and they're feeling good. We're a little faster. And it's going to get tested in these next two. We got a team, and they're a good team. Van's really well-structured and a little bit healthy, and they are playing quick and fast, but it's still back-to-back. These next two will be great tests.
And there was a shift, obviously, where fourth line gets hemmed in for a chunk of change there. But, overall... Luoto's first
look. They got hemmed in, and they got hemmed in on an icing that wasn't their fault. And then they still managed to kind of grind the thing out, right? I was comfortable with his game. There's some situational things that he'll learn to handle different, not rimming that puck from the low corner and the one that caused us a bit of a problem. But there were also some pucks battled along the walls that he willed them out, right? And that's true of Shaw and true of Gus. So I was comfortable with them. I was careful about where they played, but they run an unusual bench in that they'll hold their number one or two offensive lines for the 3-4 spot. So they played against some good players at times tonight. They were good enough.
Paul, Connor has scored a lot of goals already at this level, but he seems to have next level confidence in tight, whether it's shootouts or breakaways. Where does that come from?
I think having incredibly quick hands. Like the shootout goal that he scored, he can move that puck, but he can make a goalie move from a very tight distance. Usually they'll just sit and hold, but he can get it across his body enough fast enough that he can open a goaltender up because he's so shifty. I think he's just learning about what he's great at, what he can do, right? Like he's dynamic in very small areas. I don't know where it comes from. God, probably. But one of the assistant coaches will take credit for it.
Adam Lowry's game is so much more than points, but what does it mean even just to
get a guy like that on the board? Yeah, because he is, right? Like, nobody's going to assess his value at the end by how many goals he scored. But everybody has pride. He's got and sometimes it's just that, getting a break, getting a good feeling. But their line was good, really good again tonight, and it hasn't mattered who was on the right side. You know, Matty Perreault fit right in there and gave lots of energy tonight.
Any nerves when the extra pass was there on the empty netter?
Well, no, I can't. Because of the media that we have between benches, I can't see. So I have to look up. By that, when I saw the pass, I can't use the word. It was "oh no," sort of. And then I looked up at the Jumbotron, and it came back, and it was in the net. So, love the confidence.